I suppose. I hope you have made your homes into the temples or devotees from ashram also, different ashrams around the world are with us right now. So I welcome you all to join us. And I'll try to say something worthwhile on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami Mahotsav. We'll also would like to sing a little for a few minutes if that's okay. Huh? I can't hear you, but you can do a thumbs up and okay, do a thumbs up. And Lord Akhila Dhar Prabhu, you are there. And Vedasara and this Atlanta is a abode of so many devotees.
Siki Mahiti
Prabhu. Key. You are also probably around or you are listening. So, and of course Atlanta. So many glories of ISKCON Atlanta, including the Gaur-Nithai deities of Atlanta, our most favored Gaur-Nithai deities of Srila Prabhupada. Hari Hari. And ISKCON Atlanta is very famous. And you have Radha Madan Mohan. You see Radha Madan Mohan ki. And Jagannath Balde Sabhadra ki. I get invitations for Jagannath Rath Yatras in the past. And of course, what is that festival? Pani Hati. ISKCON Atlanta is called ISKCON Pani Hati. And Pani Hati festival is celebrated on a grand scale. I think I was there at least once or maybe more than once in presence of Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. And Jai ISKCON Atlanta Ki. Jai. And ISKCON Atlanta Bhakta Vrinda Ki. And all the devotees of Krishna all over the world, ki. Joy also. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. They say, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe. Krishna, Sri Govinda Gopi Natha Madana Moha, Sri Govinda Gopi Natha Madana Moha. Madana Moha. Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardha. Everybody, join us. Giri Govardha. Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahaba. Keshi Ghata Bamsi Vato Vadasakana Sabalila Kaila Sri Nanda Nanda Chamasila Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Jaya Radhe Krishna Sri Govinda Gopi Natha Madana Mohan Natha Madana Mohan Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Vena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Krishna Karuna Sindho Tina Bandho Jagatpate गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी मुझान सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये पांचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गुरुत्विषे नमः कदा द्रक्ष्यामि नन्दस्य बालकं नीतमालकं लसत तिलक बालकं पालकं सर्वसत्त्वानां कदा कदा द्रक्ष्यामि नन्दस्य बालकं कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरी हरी श्री कृष्ण जन्माष्टमी महोत्सव की जय राधा मदन मोहन की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज एंड वंस अगेन ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय व्हेनेवर आई नॉट एवरी टाइम बट लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स व्हेन आई से Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and especially when there is a, well, Sri Krishna Janmashtami around and Balaram Purnima around, then I'm reminded of this, who is this Vasudev, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I offer my obeisances unto Vasudev. And that Vasudeva, who is Bhagavate, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And why is he called Vasudeva? As he is son of Vasudeva, he is called Vasudeva. Then is only Krishna, is he the only Vasudeva? No. Balaram is also Vasudeva. And he certainly is son of Vasudeva. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, as we are conducting this katha in between Balaram Purnima and Sri Krishna Janmashtami Mahotsav, our obeisances unto both of those Vasudevas, Dhamaji ke Bhaiya and Krishna Kanhaiya. Now, well, we would mostly talk about Kanhaiya's birthday or Vasudeva's birthday. He doesn't get this opportunity to take birth in Vaikunth and has no parents in Vaikunth, and he doesn't have that Vatsalya bhav experience, Vatsalya ras. It is not in Vaikunth. So Lord, in order to relish, enjoy that ras, Vatsalya ras, Lord takes birth, Lord appears, and although he has nothing really to do with Janma, the birth, but he does, or takes somewhat called, or you may call it birth. But it's certainly not birth like every other creature's birth or our birth. So Krishna is in fact also called Ajanma. Ajanma, no Janma. He has nothing to do with Janma or the birth. So that is his pastime to take birth. So and you know, Bhagavatam also, 5,000 years ago, Lord, did take birth. To be precise, 5,247 years ago, Lord took birth. I will not spend time on explaining how, it's not just me who has arrived at this conclusion that he appeared 5,247 years ago. This is a fact. Lord Sri Krishna's appearance and then his leelas, his stay on this planet for 125 years, this is all history. This is a factual. So, according to the calculation, he appeared. So everyone does say, 5,000 years ago Lord appeared. That anybody could say. But those who know the facts and the history, then they say precisely 5,247 years ago Lord appeared. So under what conditions Lord appears? Yada yada hi dharma shaglanirabhavati bharata tadatmanam srajamyaham. So whenever there is a decline in religious principles, Lord appears. Well, so 5,247 years ago and around that time, there was certainly a declination in religious principles. And the rulers, the kings, the kshatriyas, were doing all misrule and exploiting and taxing the citizens and what not. Well, they were not protecting dharma, which is their duty. And adharma, irreligion, was spreading. And the demoniac nature was on display everywhere. And you know, our Kamsa, he was a leading demon of those times. He had even traveled all over, not just this planet. He had traveled, interplanetary travel he did, traveling to other planets, he had defeated so many other demons, and made them slaves of him, and he had come with a big bunch of those. He had returned to Mathura, and they were in his custody, as Sukadeva Goswami. In the second canto, second chapter of the 10th canto, so Krishna's appearance, this is where the 10th canto begins, chapter 1, chapter 2, and it goes on, all 90 chapters of 10th canto of Bhagavatam, which Srila Prabhupada has kindly presented to us in the form of Krishna book. In good old days we used to call that Krishna book, the Krishna book. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that book is all about Krishna's appearance and his pastimes. So that whole canto begins with the descriptions of his appearance, and part of that description. Shukadeva Goswami, the Pralambasura, Chanura, Mustika, and you name it. They were all over Mathura Mandal, Braja Mandal, and they were harassing Yadunam, the Yadu dynasty. Members of Yadu dynasty were harassed. As a result, they're fleeing in fear, leaving Mathura, Braja Mandal for safer locations. Anyway, briefly, this was the scene, and as a result, the Mother Earth was feeling burdened and troubled, and she had gone to help, where the demigods could help, and they thought, no, this is not our cup of tea. So then Brahma, on behalf of Bhumi and all the demigods, the wireless communication made with Shurodakshay Vishnu and Lord responded, encouraging and favorable response, yes, I could do something, certainly, and I will appear. You go ahead, I am just now coming. And so the demigods have made their way to Mathura, Braja Mandal, taken birth. And so like that, this is the setting, the scene. And so finally, scene is all set, and Lord is ready to appear. So Vasudeva and Devaki are imprisoned, as part of the scene, imprisoned by Kamsa. And so that day arrives. That was Wednesday, Budhwar. The Lord is going to be taking birth that day, that midnight in fact. Ashtami. Lord took birth on Ashtami, so that Ashtami has become famous as Krishna Ashtami, Krishna Ashtami. So the earth is delighted to know that Lord is about to appear. So the whole scene has changed on the earth. greenery everywhere and the flowers blooming everywhere and the, you know, this month also, yeah, Lord is appearing in month of Bhadra. This is Bhadrapad or Bhadra, very Bhadra itself, the name meaning auspicious month. And the rivers are, yeah, the rainy season also, but around the time that Lord is going to be appearing at the midnight, Sukadeva Goswami says, light showers were taking place at some distance away from Mathura. Hari Hari. Demigods have come to know about Lord's appearance. And it's a protocol. The demigods, as Lord of, well, Lord of the universe, Sri Krishna is appearing. That's another thing. Samhavami Yuge Yuge. Lord appears in every age, every yug. But this is Krishna appearing. And he appears in kalpe kalpe. Once in one kalpa, Krishna appears. Kalpa is one day of Brahma. So the appearance of Krishna is rare. He does not appear himself in every age. Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishtan Nana Avatara Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu. But this time, not avatar, but avatari is making his appearance. So this is very extra special time. So as demigods, yeah, they got the news. They all have rushed to Mathura. And they would, as soon as Lord makes his appearance, takes birth, they would like to have a glimpse, have a darshan of the Lord. And demigods are always, well, Lord's form is so beautiful that even demigods, they always aspire to have a darshan. So durdarsham idam rupam drashtavan ajiyan mama. Krishna had said that to Arjuna while talking to him in 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that my form is sudur darsham, very well. So my darshan is very rare. Devaha api asya rupasya nityam darshana kamshinaha. Devaha api asya rupasya. That root, that form. Krishna was showing to Arjuna. There was a virat roop and Arjuna was not happy. And then a four-handed form, chaturbhuj roop, not happier, but not fully happy, satisfied. Then Lord, okay, this is dvijbhuj roop now, two-handed form. And this form, you know, demigods love this form, to have darshan of this form, Krishna had said. So those demigods have come, and there are so many in number, you know, 33 crores, 330 million demigods and demigoddesses riding in their vehicles, and as they want to get, they want to park as closer to the spot from where they could have darshan of the Lord. So there's a whole traffic jam in the Vayu Mandal, Mathura Mandal up there in the space. And as that time is nearing, Lord's appearance time, demigods, they have offered their prayers. Very special prayers, meaningful prayers. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutastun Vanti Divyaistavai. In fact, these prayers are called stuti, or specifically they are called Garbhastuti. While Lord Sri Krishna is still in Devaki's garbha, in the womb of Devaki, demigods have offered stuti, the prayers, unto Lord Sri Krishna. So this is again in second canto. You better read this stuti sometimes, glories. And they're also addressing, towards the end they have addressed Devaki, do not fear, mother. The child who is about to take birth is not ordinary child. It's a supreme personality of Godhead. Mamekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami maasachaha. Haven't he guaranteed? He has guaranteed. Maasachaha, do not fear. I am here. Oh dear. Come here. So he has come here, dear Devaki. So do not fear. And then demigods have, as they normally do, have a festival, a joyful occasion, and our Lord is appearing. So they are beating drums, different instruments being played, and the apsaras are dancing, and gandharvas are singing, and showering of flowers and prayers is all happening up above the prison house where Vasudeva and Devaki are imprisoned. Our demigods are having a celebration. So now it is Krishna is keeping an eye on the watch. He wants to take birth not at 11 p.m. or 11:30. He wants to take birth only at midnight. Why is that? In fact, he's waiting for midnight, a special moment. That is the time when the moon rises on Ashtami of what they call the Krishna Paksha, the black fortnight they call, the bright and
dark
fortnight. The moon rises at midnight. Lord is descending, making his appearance in Chandra and Moon dynasty. So Lord wants to appear, take birth when Chandra, the moon, rises, taking birth on the horizon in the east. So two Chandras are going to be appearing simultaneously. One is Krishna Chandra, the other one is Chandra Chandra, the moon. And you know what has happened to the moon, and only that night it happened. The moon of Ashtami is always half moon, half size moon. But that night, knowing that Lord is taking birth in my dynasty, Moon dynasty, the moon became so delighted that his face got lit up and he couldn't remain half moon. It became full moon. Purnendu, Purnendu, like a Purnima. Chandra, moon of Purnima, full moon light, full moon night. So Lord is now taking birth here, and in the prison of Kamsa, there are so many details, how Kamsa had, he was doing inspection, visited that very chamber where Vasudeva and Devaki were shackled and imprisoned. And so normally the prison houses are dimly lit, but on this occasion, while now Lord Krishna was already in the womb of Devaki, as he had visited, that room was as a floodlight, not just a candle light or dim light, flood light. Koti Surya Sama Prabha. Lord is so effulgent, even though he is in the womb, does not matter. He is very much there and is a source of millions of moon or suns. Koti Surya Sama Prabha. And then from that time onward, Kamsa was even more scared, and he was arranging for that particular day. And during the night, there was extra special security also was arranged. Okay, here we go. And finally that moment has come. And Sri Krishna has taken birth, he has appeared. Vasudeva Aikshata, Sukadeva Goswami says, Vasudeva Aikshata. And it was Vasudeva who saw the Lord as he made the appearance. Devaki did not see in the beginning, later on she will be seeing also. So, how did Lord look like? Tam adhutam balakam ambujekshanam chaturbhujam srivastam lakshmam galashobhikaustubham pitambaram. On and on. That wonderful Krishna, wonderful baby Krishna has appeared. With lotus eyes, and he has four hands, is well ornamented and fully clothed, holding different weapons also. It's only Lord takes birth like this. And he's smiling. Does anyone else in the world smiles as he or she takes birth? No. First thing they do is cry. Krishna is smiling. And once the baby is born, then clothes are made or bought and put on. But here, Devaki did not have to go to Lohi Bazaar and do shopping for her baby Krishna. Now he's ready to go. And there, soon after, then Devaki also gets up, and having darshan, and both of them have offered prayers, which is not proper and fair on their part, being the parents. But, okay, that's their vow. Lord has taken birth in Mathura, and there is an exhibition of some Aishwarya. Aishwarya Mishrit Vatsalya. Aishwarya, yeah, the opulence mixed. The awe and reverence is there in dealing with even their own son. Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj are not going to offer prayer. No one offers prayers. No one worships Krishna in Vrindavan. But they do in Mathura. And they do more of that worship in Dwarka. And lot of worship goes on in Vaikunth. So some of that is happening here in Mathura. Even parents are offered, they have offered prayers. And while Devaki was addressing, she has also expressed fear because her experience of the past. Kamsa had killed her children one after the other, and of course what happened to the seventh child was a big mystery, and now the eighth one has appeared and he has four hands and he's effulgent and whatnot. How to hide him, or how to tell, oh, this is just an ordinary child, a helpless kid, you know, Kamsa, dear brother, leave him alone, please. So he possibly could not have said that. How could he say, when Krishna is and four hands and all this opulence and effulgence. So she had out of fear and anticipation what Kamsa could do to this child. She said, could you remove those two hands? Could you be just two-handed and just be ordinary looking? So then Lord has also addressed Vasudeva and Devaki, and this is all happening in that prison house. And Lord is introducing himself as a Lord. Oh, you perform so many austerities, and when I was pleased with your austerities, and I said, ask for a boon, and you wanted child like me. But I had said, Krishna is saying here to Vasudeva and Devaki, well, there is a child like me, well, it's just me. You can't get child like me, that's me. So, there's no one like me. So then I had agreed to take birth. Prashni Garbha, I appeared as Prashni Garbha, then I appeared as Vamandev, and now I am appearing here. Tritiyam, Tritiyasmin Bhave Aham. And now this is the third time I am appearing as your son. Having said that and something more, Lord has, knowing also that they are afraid that Kamsa could come in any moment and grab me and attempt to kill me. At least their parents think like that. Of course, I cannot be killed, but this is their understanding because of their affection for me. And also Krishna, he is very anxious to enjoy the special vatsalya ras in Gokul. His dealings with Yashoda, Ananda Maharaj and other cowherd elders, that vatsalya, that parenthood is of the top order and most pleasing, free from all this awe and reverence. And so Lord is anxious to enjoy, experience those dealings. So he has proposed, "My dear father, please bring me to Gokul." But I bring you to Gokul, how? Don't you see me? See these chains, shackles? I cannot even move an inch or but then Vasudev, as he wants to execute the will of the Lord, and as he has extended his those shackled, chained hands towards the Lord and is lifting, now he has his son, who is the Lord himself. He has him, the Lord. And what happened? Vasudeva was completely freed. No shackles, no chains, no lockdown, completely free. So, this also certainly happens to anyone, everyone who takes to Krishna consciousness or accepts Krishna in his life. Hare Hare, or chants Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Or Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. Lord has taken birth for you. As you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, this is yet another avatar. Lord has appeared for you. And he has freed you. He's making you free. Everyone, as we listen to his pastimes, Lord makes his appearance. Yatra madha bhakta gayanti tatra tishthami narada naham vasami vaikunthe nacha yoginam hridaye. I don't reside in Vaikunth, not in the heart of the yogis. They may not find me there, but for sure I am there where my devotees assemble, get together like we are doing now, right here. And I reside there. And so this is yet another avatar, incarnation of the Lord in the form of his pastimes. Naam, Rup, Gun, Leela, Dham, these are Swaroop, Lord's forms, personification of the Lord. So as we go for this, Sriradhika Madhavayora Paramadhurya Lila Gunarupanam Nam Pratikshana Swadana Lulupasya Vande Guru Sri Charana Ravindam. Yeah, so this is what our acharyas have done, and they keep doing this always. They go for the name of the Lord, or form of the Lord, the deity of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, or abode of the Lord, and they relish, and they become happy, and they are getting ready, in fact. They are no more locked down, or all the strings attached are being cut, all the bonds, and one frees himself, and he lifts himself, and he stays high forever, and he's heading towards Lord's abode. Although Sri Krishna Janmashtami is in after a few days, I think you are celebrating on 11th, we are celebrating here on 12th. But as we listen to Kathad of the Lord, as we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and worship the deities in the temple, at home, make offerings, honor prasadam, say Anna Amrita Pao Radha Krishna Gunaga, and then chant and sing glories more, then, Lord, you don't have to wait for Janmashtami for Lord to take his appearance, make his appearance. Lord is appearing right now, right here, as we hear about him. And then Vasudev has gradually made his way to Gokul. Well, that's a long story. Many things have happened on the way. And while going to Gokul, Krishna jinka naam hai, Gokul jinka dham hai, se Sri Bhagavan ko mere barambar pranam hai. So his name is Krishna, and his dham is Gokul dham, or he's going to make Gokul as his abode, his residence. So while, as Vasudev is carrying Vasudev Krishna to Gokul, Vasudev is going through different thoughts and emotions, feelings. As he's, say, going slowly towards Gokul, he thinks, oh, this is too slow. This could take ages to reach Gokul. And what if Kamsa finds out, gets to know, Vasudeva has escaped, and he's on the way to Gokul. He could catch up with me and could catch hold or grab my son. Oh, no, I cannot go that slow. I better run. I must go fast. And as he would then run faster, then he would think, oh, but if I go fast like this, soon I will be there in Gokul and in Nanda Bhavan. That is where I had to leave Krishna. And I will be deprived of his Anga Sangha, his association. I better go slow, so that I will have Krishna with me for for a longer period. So thinking, then he will, so like that, he's going through this druta vilambita gati. The speed is druta, fast, vilambita, slow. So finally he has arrived in Gokul, and there is Nanda Bhavan, enters Nanda Bhavan, and then in Nanda Bhavan he has reached that particular quarter where Yashoda had given birth to a baby girl. So Vasudeva leaves his Vasudeva, Krishna, and in exchange takes this daughter, which is Yogamaya. In fact, there are a lot of details that we haven't said. Krishna, in fact, in Golok had ordered Yogamaya to do this, that while I take birth in Mathura as son of Vasudeva Devaki, you take birth, O Yogamaya, you take birth as Yashoda's daughter, and it has to happen simultaneously. Both of us will be taking birth at the same time. So Vasudeva has exchanging babies has happened, and then Vasudeva has returned with the baby daughter, and then in Gokul next morning news has reached. Well, Nanda Maharaj was the first one to know that the son has taken birth, baby's son has been born. He was jubilant, delighted, excited, ecstatic, and the word spreads all around, all over Brajamandal, and they're all Brajabasis heading towards Gokul. Nanda ke ghar ananda bhayo, Nanda ke ghar ananda bhayo, Krishna has appeared. They are saying Ananda Bhayo. Ananda has appeared. Ananda. Krishna has appeared. Instead of saying Krishna, they say Ananda Bhayo. Ananda has appeared. And then that was now Naomi. Krishna appeared on the Ashtami. So next day, on the day of Naomi, this is Jata Karma, Sanskar, also being performed by Nanda Maharaj, and as organizer, the sponsor of this festival is Nanda Maharaj. So this festival has become known as Nandotsav. And this was the day, Nandotsav, not that year, but different year. Srila Prabhupada had taken birth on Nandotsav. So there was a grand festivity in Gokul. So first Janmashtami, we could say, was celebrated on Naomi, the day after Sri Krishna Janmashtami. And from that time till today, year after year after year, 5,246 Janmashtamis have been celebrated, and this is the 47th one. So we are eagerly awaiting that day, and we'll have a grand, I'm sure. ISKCON Atlanta is getting ready for a grand Janmashtami festival. And then again, this is a special year, pandemic days, so everything is going to be, most of the celebration is going to be online. So I'm sure you will enjoy, and celebration is going to be in 100 countries. International Society for Krishna Consciousness is getting ready, organizing Janmashtami festival in more than 100 countries. In 1965, Srila Prabhupada was on Jaldut boat in the middle of Atlantic Ocean on Janmashtami day. So So that was, Prabhupada was, he celebrated, so that was one location. Overseas or outside India where Janmashtami was being celebrated in 65, and now in 100 countries, grand celebration, Krishna Bhaktas everywhere, and Janmashtami everywhere. So, Sri Krishna Janmashtami Mahotsava ki jai, Radha Madan Mohan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Let's wait. So, I'm ready to wind up here, our stuff here. So, anything more for me? There's echo. Is that right, eh?
Hare Krishna. Can you hear?
Yes.
Try now. Yeah, speak.
Sorry. I was speaking. I think I was on mute. I apologize. Thank you very much, Dr. Loknath Swami Maharaj, for a very, very nectarian class and transporting us 5,247 years back. I don't know if I got it right.
Yeah.
To Mathura. And I loved how you were telling the emotions of Nanda Maharaj, how he was walking slowly because he wanted to spend as much time with Krishna as possible, how when he held Shri Krishna in his hands, all his shackles went away. And that's why when we meditate on Krishna, our material shackles will also be broken. And I loved the point you made, how Krishna was smiling, Smitata Krishna, when he appeared, and he is the only one who can smile. otherwise we are all crying. So very, very sweet, very nectarian class, and the icing on the cake and the cherry on the cake was how you culminated the class by telling us about the humble Janmashtami celebration which our Srila Prabhupada celebrated in a very meager way on the Jaladuta in 1965, and by his mercy now in 100 countries, you said, on a grand scale Sri Krishna Janmashtami is being celebrated. Thanks to our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. So thank you very much, Maharaj. We are very, very enlivened by hearing your kirtan and katha. And we pray at your lotus feet that in the future also, you will please consider ISKCON Atlanta on your list and give us your association. And next time, once all this COVID-19 lockdown is lifted, when you come to America, please do visit ISKCON Atlanta. Shikhi Maiti Prabhu and Vedasar Prabhu are our co-presidents here. And we would love to have you, especially for the Panihati festival. So, Srila Loknath Maharaj, we pray that next Panihati festival in new Panihati Dham, you will bless us with your association. And you will be leading the kirtan in front of the Rath of Jagannath in Atlanta. Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Devotees, if you have any questions, please raise your hands or you can unmute yourself and directly ask Maharaj. If you have any question or you want to make any comment, please go ahead now. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Hare Krishna Maharaj, the Lord Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada Guru Maharaj. This is Shyama Gauri Dasi from Charlotte.